الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على الحمد لله وكفى الخلق من ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدر مختار لصلب وسعد دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النبي محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طاعة سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بلقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبه القام والأسمع روحي إلى بقبر أنت ساكنه فيه الأباب وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إني أعوذ بحق عفوك من إغراق وبإغراق من سخطك وأعوذ بك جل وجهك لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. Before starting our talk proper, as per the command of our honorable Shaykh of Quran Shah Hafi Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahullah, as well as to say, before every prayer, during Muzakra, discuss one sunnah of Hadrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can become alive again. So one example where we can understand how venerable the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are, just by way of an example. If a person is traveling anywhere, locally, abroad, he sees some nice ladies, outfit, clothing, or a nice pair of shoes, ladies' shoes, or a handbag, and he thinks if my wife has this, she will look so nice in it. So he buys it, he comes home and gives it to her, and she wears it, he feels so happy. Yeah, she's looking so nice in that outfit. Like that, what Allah Ta'ala liked the most. And what was the best for which Allah liked for the whole of mankind, Allah gave it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His whole life from morning to night, from birth to death, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that what Allah liked the most. And he sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Allah says, undoubtedly you have in the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala a perfect model, an example which I have. And I've said it practically, I have you. Got married also, the children also, he did business also before Allah Ta'ala. He did the work of me also. Allah says, that is how I have every one to be. Try to make the life from morning to night according to the teachings of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. From birth to death, and Allah Ta'ala, our great ulama, will capture the deep things of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Everything is captured in his record, which we call Seerah, the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which we call Shama'il, the way of how he looked, how he dressed, Everything is recorded at 100% perfection from Pascal today. It is comes down right from the form of Arjuna in Gosta Rasul Sarana. How he said what, how he said what the Dua is made, etc. So one Dua, which is Sunnah for this night. So I'll explain the Dua, and the Lord should try and read the Dua as much as possible on this night. That Dua, Shabbat, which we normally call 27 Ramzan, it's not necessary. 27 Ramzan, we can call there the Dua is Allahumma innaka afuun. On that night, on the all nights of Ramadan, from Ramadan, as much as we can, how much Allah gives us tawfiq, may Allah give us. For this night, the dua is Allahumma, inni a'udhu bi 'afwika min al-qahr. O Allah Ta'ala, I seek your protection in your forgiveness from your punishing heart. That means, I seek your protection and your forgiveness. Forgive us our sins, O Allah. And we should understand that our biggest enemy is our sins. No other person is our enemy. No nation is our enemy. No country is our enemy. Allah Ta'ala says clearly, when we commit sins, then those who are more greatest sinful, worst sinful, Allah uses them. It's not they who want to attack us. Allah uses them to punish us. What is happening in the world today is just that Allah is using other nations, other countries, and the Sifa to the eyes and the hands below us throughout the world. And that is clearly the Quran states. It is our gunas, so Allah uses those people to torment us, to torture us, to put us to psychological, mental torture, all difficulties we try. So if we ask Allah's forgiveness, and this is the time to ask for forgiveness, that, oh Allah, you forgive us, you want to punish us, so if you, before punishing you, forgive us, then there is no punishment. Allah says here in the Quran, مَا يَتْعَلُمْ عَلَىٰ عَلَىٰكُمْ مِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَحَامَنْ. What is Allah going to do to punish somebody, this problem, somebody, that problem, this nation, that, now it's an earthquake, now it's a volcano, now it's floods, now it's drought. I said, I have no reason for that. If you, in shakartum, if you will have your iman in God, and you make shakartum, Allah doesn't have to make our shakartum. Now Allah has given us everything. What is it for that? But Allah is so kind. That is whatever you will do, whatever much you will do, I will appreciate you. And I know exactly what you want to do. Now in all the mosques, alhamdulillah, all the mosques in the world, Shaykh Allah, people are led for the land. This is not the Ibadah of Shaykh Allah. The Ibadah of Shab-e-Barat, many mosquitoes, they open for the night, no problem. But the real Ibadah is when we go home. Our own individual Ibadah, then Allah knows all that. Nobody, the lights are off, you are on your salah, your wife is on your salah, you are crying to Allah Ta'ala, Allah knows, and Allah knows. And He will give us everything He brings into eternity. So, the first is Allahumma inni a'udhu bi 'afwika min al-'adab. The second, wa'udhu bi 'adhabika min sakhatika. And oh Allah, I see protection in your pleasure from your distant heart. So you be unpleased with us. You be pleased with us. So this is the dua that I see a protection in your pleasure from your distant. If Allah is unpleased with us, if Allah is unhappy with us, the whole world turns against us. Our own family, problems with our husband and wife. It's not that the wife has to become like this, husband is like this, but it is because Allah is displeased, and Allah will use the wife to torture him. Allah will use the wife to punish him. Allah will use the husband to torture the husband. But the wife, a friend of ours, when he was getting into, was about to get married, at that age he was, so I was very surprised, mashallah, he came to me and he told me, Maharaj, please make dua for me that Allah makes me a good husband. All of us we ask when we get married, oh Allah, give me a good wife. But he said, oh, please make dua and make me a good husband. If you're a good husband, you will get a good wife. If you are a bad husband, you will get a bad wife. Allah says clearly in the Quran, good man for good woman, good woman for good man. So we have to move. We don't have to look and search and go on very good and all. What we have to worry is to become good ourselves. If you become good, Allah is going to give you a good one. And if you are not good, then you have to get what you want. And you have to suffer the consequences. If our daughter is not good, we did not teach her, and she's not good, she will get that kind of us. But always we feel I am right. We don't see our faults, the wife's faults. And the wife doesn't see her faults. She sees the husband's faults. So we can never move front. We are moving backwards all the time. Till we don't see our own faults and pride, you'd see things will come right. Wallah, I said in a masjid, Shabi Bara, deep night tonight. Then we have to worry about putting ourselves there. And then you will see things will come, right? مَنْ أَسْلَحُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ رَحْمِهِ. The person who corrects his matters between him and Allah, then he should correct. And this is the night of what does Tawbah mean? Not just to give our ways to Allah, blah, blah, blah. No, Tawbah means to change our way. If we can't correct. We went in the non-end road, which is going to Jahannam. So now you realize Tawbah means reverse. Come back again and go in the one way that is going to Jannah. That is all that we have to do. Our GPS tells us when we take a wrong turn, make a U-turn. As soon as possible, 50 meters, make a U-turn. We have to make a U-turn all the time. Tonight is a great night to make a U-turn. Change our direction. As Maulana said very beautifully, may this be a turning point in our life for goodness, for me, for all of us. That we turn sincerely and truly and completely come back to God. So the second thing that we ask, we seek protection, refuge in Allah, in His pleasure, from His displeasure. And oh Allah, I seek protection from you, from Allah, in you. That means all our punishments are in you. All what and what Allah can do, oh Allah, change that instead of wrong as the ayat that I've recited, we will create a little more in detail just now. But the ayat, وَرَحَمْنَا, in the ayat, what does وَرَحَمْنَا mean? Allama Alusi, in Ruh al-Ma'an, he says, أي تفضل علينا بالقدوم هذا مع استحقاقنا بأفانين الحجقة. Oh Allah, you send showering, send abundance of mercy, your bazar, your mercy, your kindness upon us. When actually we are liable for the poorest punishments. Yeah. Hey, this is now Allah's mind. So this is what we are asking, that Allah, we are such that we deserve the poorest punishment. But you, and punishment comes from Allah. But instead of punishment from Allah, you send your rahmat upon us. Your forgiveness upon us. This is such a life that we turn. This is not a life just to pass it off. That it is just a big night. We go to the masjid, and we have a lecture, and we go home, and we will have something to eat, and we sleep over it. No, this is a night to turn to Allah. So it doesn't mean we have to make the whole night, but how much a person can do? We make our Isha with Jamaat, make sure we make our Fajr with Jamaat, so that at least the whole night's Ibadah be off. Then all of them that is off. We can keep Roza tomorrow, fast tomorrow, set up a city, make 2 quarters of Fajr, spend 5 minutes in one, how much more? MashaAllah, they are today people, whole night they are making. We are weak, I am speaking for myself, we are very weak. But mashallah, today there are a lot of women, a lot of men that are spent in our country. That I just remember. Just see how Allah is bringing changes within us. At the Darul Uloom in Azadpur, one young boy, about 15, 16 years old, He came to me and he said, Mahala, first time in my life, I completed whole Quran during namaz. That means sunnat namaz, nafil namaz, all the other namaz. He said, I completed the whole Quran Sharif in namaz. Today, what's a 15-year-old work? It's a WhatsApp altar, WhatsApp, all the time pressing buttons and moving this, this, this. Then one ustad of ours came just now, again, 1 or 2 days ago, and he said, Maulana, you know that boy, and these are local South African boys, not even foreigners, our boys. He said that one boy, he was very Mishkat Sharif of Balhaka. He has completed whole Mishkat Sharif. Normally people don't know. We got the Mishkat, you can see, it's a kitab about this side, what? About that side, man. And about 4 centimeters, it's still like 3-4 centimeters. He learned, he said, but we keep that khatam in the jalsa. He says, keep it, other people will also get it. Just imagine, and to know, those who are happy, they know about mutashabihat. And where are the problems? But in hadith, this hadith and Abi Hurayra. Next hadith and Ibn Mas'ud. Next hadith and Abi Hurayra. So, and this is happening in front of our eyes. The other night in Masjid Affair, I gave a talk. Brother Imran told me that the one sentence that I used, we've got a very bright future. If these things are happening, haven't we got a bright future?
Yes.
We don't have ourselves also that is happening. But wherever in the world today, how many have completely learned Mishkat Sharif of Bahar? This is for South Africa, for Africa. They must be, they must be, others also. One who starts, the ulama will appreciate this. Anything kitab he used to teach of Bahar. He doesn't need Fatih Sharif in front of him. He doesn't need Jalalain in front of him. He doesn't need Hidayah in front of him. Of Bahar. All the kitab. Such people. This is perhaps about 50, 60 years ago. But this is now where. So come to the Jalsa and witness such an occasion where Allah is completely discharged and of Bahar keeps him. So this is a great for us. Today we went to the masjid where Baklu masjid. And that time it just struck my head, all were there, youngsters were there. Oh, full beer, yogi, mahana. When we were younger, many people of my age now, we know in those days, very young, old people, nobody kept beards in those days. If anyone kept a beard, because you don't have to get a beard. Anyone who went for Hajj, Hajjisa. Because no one was going for Hajj. Umrah was out of the question. We never knew there was a thing like that.
Yeah.
We never knew there was a thing like that. All we knew at the girl's house, they must keep. Which is wrong. The walima must be by the boys. We didn't hear the word walima. We didn't hear the word umrah in those days. And woman in burqa, there was perhaps a single woman. I remember when I returned, it was about 50 years ago from Jiyoga. I don't think there was a woman that was in the world, but today, mashallah, how woman. So these great, great changes. And it's not only South Africa. My good friend, Maulana Harun Abbas of Durban, he just returned from the UK. He said, if I have to make hijrah from South Africa, I'll go to the UK. What picture we are putting in the press and media of today, we say is the last country to go. But this is the amount of things work that you have. And Islam's quality is the more you try and press it down, the more higher it goes. The more you press it down, the higher it goes up. It's only a difference like the ladder of the soccer, even for soccer balls that go like but that, or the tube going on, the house to explain. When you press it one side down, the other side goes up. This is what happens with Islam. You try and press it down in this country, it goes up. You can press it down in that country, it's up in this country again. It's Islam. Islam only goes up. And you can't push it up, it goes up itself. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Alampuri Rahmatullah used to give a beautiful example. He said the other religions, by the coming of the Prophet, they are like a janaza. So a janaza can't go out. How many people have to carry 10 people this side, 10 people this side, passing on, carrying it, etc. So it's like a janaza, they have to carry. That is why missionaries need so much money.
other people for to promote their ideologies,
pay the people,
Qadianis, they pay the people so much money.
And until Islam can be rented,
can be hired, you can't buy Islam.
As long as the money comes, then there's
the day the money stops teaching. Now there's no more Muslims.
So you can pay the person,
you can hire the person to be into something else. But Islam is the government. So Islam moves on its own. Islam is not protected by anyone.
Islam is fantastic
in the Sunnah. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Allah will protect the
Quran and the teachings of the Quran, the means of the Quran,
the words of the Quran, Allah will protect.
So this Allah is with us.
So in this dua, also another very, very exciting thing.
Just see how it was in progress is spiritually.
Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'aqwika min iqab.
That is the word of Allah. That Allah Ta'ala, instead of punishing you, which is a word of blessing, is a punishment in each other.
Instead of that, Allah Ta'ala produces. That's the word of Allah.
The next is the sifat.
Wa'udhu Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'aqwika min iqabik wa'udhu bi ribata min sakhat.
I seek your pleasure against the discipline.
That's a sifat of Allah Ta'ala.
And the third is the highest desire. I stand in a progress
this
one
time. Everyone can come to what is Sunnah Dua Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
is for his man. But everyone can start with the Quran's action, go on to the Sifa and go into the Sada. And if we just
so that is the Dua for this life. So we should try
the Ulama again, ask them, we have to put the country friends also from the Dua and the Hindu, read this Dua,
learn it, and then make it, understand the meaning and make it.
At least, if not more.
I am speaking for myself, weak people like myself. If we can't do anything at home, at least
why don't we more? Let us read this Dua.
And tell the family, let them also read inshallah.
So this is one.
Then the other hadith that I have narrated, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab.
Our Lord give us barakat in the month of Rajab, which is past 2 weeks ago.
And for Shaaban, wa Shaaban, wa barik lana fi Shaaban.
Wa barik lana fi
Shaaban. Let us reach the month of Ramadan.
So this is also a very important hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us to correct our lives and to bring that change in our lives,
a change for the better inshallah.
So the month of Ramadan, about 2 months before, 3 months before Ramadan, 2 months before Ramadan. Unfortunately, most of our women from the dead man,
they start collecting their toilet,
their white meat, they start now making
their samosas, basically putting it in the deep freeze, that Ramadan is coming here.
Yes,
Ramadan and fasting is fasting, not feasting. Today we make the month of Ramadan feasting.
To eat, we all, especially the children, we're waiting for iftar. All the samosas and the rice and rajas and all that,
all the savouries and all the desserts and all that,
and all the good food.
And that is barakat in this month.
Poor families also. You see, they are so precarious.
Allah here to the poor people also, everyone.
Then we are eating, we open our door, we have so many things.
After Maghrib Namaz, we go home, we have a full meal.
And it's not like we have one meal, then you get lazy.
Your stomach is full,
you just sitting on the knob, you go home.
Now you how you going to, now you feel it very hard to come for Taraweeh.
If we need less, it will be easy. But when we overeat, then it will be easy.
So we should try and eat less. But then after Taraweeh, again we will eat something.
Another Saturday.
Then say that all we have done in our Ramadan, we have just changed the eating times.
And what we have also done,
we are increasing our food intake. Not only quantity, calories also.
Or rich things which are in Ramadan, which our Ramadan we have got there.
The Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, says,
this is totally against the spirit of Ramadan. Ramadan was to be the Ramadan.
So we know what the poor people in the whole year feel.
One and friend of mine who will start when I got here. He went to Turkey and they said, last time you were in there again.
So they're going again. So he was explaining to me, they went to one house.
Poor people are living in a shed in what call it? Out of buildings, in a garage, in a storeroom.
Like that yesterday. One house they went, there was only one bottle of medicine. Not a tomato, not a onion, potato, nothing was available. And we see these people who collect the recycled things, they push their carts off there.
The better when you see me, you are.
I thought you saved us, Krah. If we should have to work like it, and this one person who was in heaven, chartered accountant or some high post, that is his work. Where he was one, Allah, when he wants to change conditions, don't think and
don't set on our office. They were also very wealthy and rich,
but today he's pushing the car for the recycled things. And the little money he gets,
he buys something, he brings it to the family.
All this is out of us. And to change it, we don't need any other person to change it. We don't need Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, Rahmat Dawat Barakatuh. He said that people want peace in the world. People want Islam to come. There will be peace in the world. There will be goodness, honest people, upright. That is what Islam is.
So that everyone wants peace, but we are choosing the wrong man.
He said every person is a world of his own. Or a country of his own. He says, and there are many provinces in the country.
Our country has nine.
Nine provinces.
So we also got different provinces. The province of the eyes, the province of the brain,
the province of the tongue, heart,
head, all of the many provinces.
And you are the prime minister, the president of this country without election.
You don't have to get votes.
And you are not the prime minister, president for 4 years, 5 years or something. Permanently you are the president. So, and you got no opposition in your party.
You got no opposition to me. You have to pass any law.
You don't need a majority also. You are 100%. You got no opposition.
So all you do is bring Allah's law in your eyes.
See how Allah wants you to see.
Bring Allah's law in your heart. See how Allah wants you to see. Bring Allah's law in your mind and your heart. In your hand. Once you have done that, Islam is alive. And everyone does this
without a big budget, without computers, without big services,
with nothing, no money or anything,
and Islam is alive in the world. But if we are sincere, not for anyone else,
not that you are sincere and all in your life,
not even Allah Ta'ala, but at least let us be sincere for ourselves.
If we really want peace and happiness and we want to spread Islam, you do Islam in your life.
Who doesn't know 5 times namaz is fast?
So you make 5 times namaz? Who doesn't know we must keep Quran Sharif?
Read Quran Sharif. Ramzan is coming. Who doesn't know we must keep rozas?
Keep the rozas. Just keep the rozas. Just do what Allah wants us to do. That's all.
So anyway, in the month of Rajab, the birthday of the month of Rajab, it's famous that
the Nabi Sallallahu
and the famous date amongst the people is 27th Rajab, that Mi'raj took place.
Any case, there's a different subject and a lot of discussion.
What I want to discuss and let us appreciate and share with you is the sum total of Mi'raj. What was your energy and cash on hand that you want to see? Your accountant is showing you purchases and sales, but your eyes are there that whatever I got now.
So what was Mi'raj?
The sum total of Mi'raj is 5 times namaz. It's a gift from Allah.
Namaz, when it is definitely a duty and whatever for us,
more than that, it is a gift from Allah.
Just imagine, if we want to have a meeting with the council, our Lord council, it's not so easy.
We have to have a meeting with one of the ministers in Canada.
Then it's almost all of the rest.
To just get your documents on his desk, that is a big job.
And if you have to meet with the state president or the prime minister,
it's almost impossible. What way to take? How long?
Perhaps how much writing you have to do?
How much you have to do good teaching? What then? What you have to do?
Then perhaps you will get a 10% of the
But with Allah Ta'ala, we don't have to do anything. Allah said, you must come to me here.
Allah is the king of kings. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the highest.
Whatever happens in the world,
Allah can't go hard. Nobody puts pressure. Allah is the great people who are supposed to.
We waste our time. It comes in the tafsir. من كان نفره إذا
رجال من قرار. The person who locked his eyes from where decisions are made, that is the Arshad. From where every decision is made.
The person who knows that, لا يفني أيامه في مخاصرة الناس.
He doesn't waste his time in prayer.
A dog, you throw a stone at him,
the dog will come up with a stone.
The dog will come for you, no, the stone. The stone is nothing. It's this person who threw the stone. We now, Allah Ta'ala's decisions come from there.
But we are running after the car.
God got more brains than us.
And then he throws the stone at him,
the person who threw the stone. So all this decision, and Allah doesn't make decisions haphazardly.
Just for nothing, let this person suffer like this.
Let that community suffer, this country suffer.
No, when our sins go up, yes, the family, yes, the family. Ya Mali, Ukhbar ke liye, Jannat ki hai, Jahannam ki hai, Ya Mali, Ukhbar ke
liye.
How you move, how your actions are. Good actions, reaction, good conditions. Bad actions, reaction, bad conditions.
So as you do, you will get. What goes around comes around.
It comes around and leads us away.
So that is what it is. Jannat is a reality.
Jahannam is a reality. You don't believe that you will see
So this is what we have to make tawbah to Allah. So, and so Allah gave us the mask that is not of religion.
It's a connection.
And whatever you want, just I'll explain
one little incident to you. Let us understand, we understand, all of us understand, what is the value of this.
One Russian woman who became a Hebrew, she became a Muslim.
And usually,
these evils are extremely staunch.
So she was very staunch on the Nikah.
She had to get her immigration papers passed
for her executive.
And she went to the office. They wanted her to lift her Nikah. She refused. I can't touch it in front of men. If you send a lady and in privacy she gets me, no problem.
But in front of men, I can't lift my Nikah.
They say, we can't give you papers if you want to. Because they are so hard now. So she said, I can't.
Anyway, well, the time the office closed, they needed husband and wife, but they wouldn't do it. They went home. The wife said, let us make dua to and ask. We made mask, we made dua.
So they went and they started. Now, usually men, and I'm the weakest of all,
we made about, we don't even make namaz and make dua for some.
We think we would die in day and day, stretch out, and we make dua. Like a person once in heaven, and he's lying on the ground,
and he's saying, you didn't let your way in this.
No, we should have that talaq
that is Allah, show Allah.
So he made his dua, sabbaya, whatever,
but she the whole night,
namaz, dua,
namaz, dua, namaz, dua.
Morning came, she said, let's go.
He said,
he's so adamant, they're not going to give it.
He said, let's go and see.
When they came there, no queue for them. No number one, two in the line. They called them up front and they gave them the papers.
This is what the master wants.
But we don't understand. We feel when there is a problem, you must take a loan from the bank.
There is a problem, you must insure.
When there is a problem, then you must mark on the roads.
When it's time for problem, mark on the roads. The man and woman are mixing.
Clothes are like the enemy's clothes.
No namaz is for
how to do this. Nobody can do anything. No embassy can do for you anything.
It's all in the
hand. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in his house. Hadrat Aisha and the Allah anything to eat?
There's nothing to eat.
So, he said, okay, we went to the mosque, the house was joined to the mosque. We performed two records of Allah, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and I said, came back to Aisha,
we prayed, and I said,
no, there's nothing to eat. Again. He said, now somebody came in a meal, and I'm going to do the dish.
give us the Lord and ask him in him.
Now this is what we have to do. Turn to Salah. Istarinu bisabri wa salah. Any problem you have, seek help in that problem of yours by sabr. And every occasion sabr is different. What it is, do the sabr which is required there and salah.
Salah is the key to Allah.
Our direct connection with Allah. Allah has given up on the
made it for us, not only as a gift.
Allah made us build his house so we make the Namaz. Allah made the Muazzin call up at the top of his voice to give him the Namaz. He's falling out and we have to come for Namaz 5 times. Make other Namaz.
So this is the gift of Allah. Also, and from there, one more thing, so many things to say. When you don't get anyone out of that, so we can keep the bad going here and say
it. Then after it makes it, we all keep Rosa tomorrow.
So anyway,
when Nabi Karim
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Miraj has seen
how valuable what Namaz is.
When he met Allah,
when Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam also said,
if I go to the extent of one day's breath, I will be born in the ash.
When even Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam couldn't go,
they were not going to be here. The one is only till today and till the Qiyamah in the Sheridan, where he met at Sadrat al-Muntaha, and he met with Allah Tabarak. And he met, he said, At-Tahiyyatu Lillah, At-Tahiyyatu Lillah, that all worth, Iman is praise only. You are the answer to Bilawah, Tasbih, Zikr, all this is only for Allah. At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawat, all our physical namaz, we are moving, hajj, we are going from Makkah to Mina, to Arafah, to Muzdalifah, back to Makkah, back to Mina, we go out in Jama'ah, we are moving all the time, all physical ibadat is also only for Allah. At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawat, tayyibat, financial status is only for Allah. You give in the masjid, you pay your zakat, you have the poor, you have the bread, you have the zakat, people are sending iftar in so many places. All this financial is also only for Allah. There are three things that we serve the Lord. Burden ibadah, burden ibadah, physical ibadah, and financial ibadah is all only for Allah's pleasure. You must only do it for Allah. Allah Ta'ala is the Lord. For the first brother Allah says, peace be upon you. Because you, the brother Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your brother Allah is only for me. If you are, I am giving you peace from Allah. Now what problem can you have once you have got peace? This is the guy that is.
This person, this is from Allah. And we do our worth of ibadat only to Allah Ta'ala.
So Allah Ta'ala says, As-salamu alayhi wa ayyuha al-Nabi wa rahmatullah. Salam as but on top of salam as then when Allah's peace is coming, what more we want? Now Allah's rahmat also is coming on you.
When you now presented your physical ibadat, and what we all like very much, what are the tasks?
You say financial,
Allah says, I am giving you barakah. In this dunya, I will give you. You give one, I will give you ten.
And this has been seen over and over.
How many times? The more you give, the more you get. The more you give, the more you get. Our mind doesn't
even understand this. We feel we gave 1,000, now we got 9,000.
No, Allah will give, and what Allah is going to give in the heart of the heart of the man. So just imagine. Then, Allah, what is Nabi? Because there, that is what he is. Who our Nabi is, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
He fought in all the world, and he fought in all the students in his
over there, and export his deen more and more in the whole world.
Shabbats are moving everywhere. Kashi is taking place everywhere. Jamaat are moving.
Rasulullah, where is Jamaat? Deen is the ulama
doing there, and they are spreading deen. We become also part of the whole process of that deen spread in the world.
And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, how long is that? And remember, your first night with your wife, you don't want no disturbance.
It's only you and your wife, no disturbance.
By the way, unfortunately today, almost all our youngsters are deprived of the spirit. How many nights do we need for? That enjoyment of three hours is taken away by this haram lifestyle.
Today, our youngsters have no questions.
Yet that the person stays a virgin, woman,
then will know what is.
Now, the peace of the world is meeting not your wife, not your husband, and not your wife. Are you going to think of anyone else? But the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thinks of his Summah. As-salamu alayna wa alayna wa alayna wa sallam. Oh, Ummah. And especially those who are Mali Sahrahim, the Paris.
The Paris.
More special than as-salamu alayna. The Malaika sees and they cannot withhold themselves.
As-salamu alayna wa alayna wa sallam.
The wonders of it. Understand deen and you see the great enjoyment, the pleasure of Tawheed.
The person understands and gets Tawheed in his heart.
Allahu Akbar. We won't turn to anyone to ask. Allah forgive us.
Today we are very busy. Small, small things we go. We want this person's help.
That counselor,
this person has been financial, that person has been.
The person who got Tawheed and know that, oh,
Allah.
When you ask anyone in the world for anything, you lose your respect.
The people receiving this is the pain.
But when you ask Allah, you earn your respect. Everyone says that you did that. He doesn't ask anyone. And when Allah will give you, you don't have to dare. He will come and keep it at your feet. So that is the barakat of bidah. Just before preaching a short conversation. That we get wujud as salah, each one of us, please, in our hearts between us and Allah.
Promise to Allah that we are going to make our private times the last day.
There are many who are making it, mashallah, alhamdulillah, but also step up. If we are making it, sometimes we get it home. With salah, every day, all five times the month.
Unless something very drastic happens, but otherwise,
you have to take more time, but how many instances or how people sacrifice just for the Namaz of Jamaah? Let me say this, it has come. Maulana Siddiq Dhanji says, Rahmatullah Ali, they were Imam Kashmir, and it was now time for Isha, and the way he started praying, get what we would say, get sent down.
Like the road had become a river. Not only water flow, storms,
and with speed they are moving with the river.
The water is very strong.
And other things also, gathering branches, all these things are there. So he was 100% sure his share today were Sharia permission.
In such a permission, you can make Namaz.
So my Shaykh would say, permission looks up, you will make Namaz of that.
You will make it.
But as the time came here, he made it wudu, he got ready. And then he told him, come, we are going. And we take extra one jar of water.
Because when we reach Arshad, I'm sure
people will be dead. We just wash our dates again, can't go in Haram Sharif at 30 days.
So when we started going, one hand had sent,
one hand had a jug of water.
And that water was so strong, he said about halfway,
I almost fell down.
And he had lost his life, he had to be up.
He said, now he was sure, he said, well, it's too bad today, let's go in the
Haram. We were the generation.
And when he came to the Haram, and we walk the legs and we make Namaz with Jamaah.
This is then how we want to try to get it.
Today, with the most flimsiest excuse, we miss our Jamaah Namaz.
Namaz, we must forget Jamaah Namaz.
May Allah put it in us that five times Namaz comes in. If we do this for this night, this determination, that's a turning point in our life. And with Namaz, you got your keys to the treasure. You got directed, you got to the direct line for Namaz.
Yeah, in this world also, if you phone any office, government office, private offices, anything, office hours are normally 9 to 5, 9 to 4, whatever that is the time. But the less office hours are 24.
Less office hours are not 9 to 4. 24 hours each office is full.
And so to say, you phone another office, you just put your hand and you're done.
And not one line,
99 lines.
Look at your hand and you see on your right hand is written 81. Everyone.
If somebody has a problem, you talk to me.
I have 81.
And on this side, 18. 18 and everyone, night and nature. Allah gave you the whole keep on what you want, working in. This is the night that has come now, but Allah's blessing is so much. Halbi mustaghfirin. Is there anyone who wants ruling? Is there anyone who wants to be forgiven? Anyone who wants help? All that you have, the keep on Allah is in your hands. And the qibla of your hands is made yours with the ashram. Like the Lord of Jesus Christ, with the qibla of your hands is the ashram. And when we finish making dua and we wrap our hands on our face, it is so we say, وَجَدْنَا مَا طَلَبْنَا. What do you ask me for? Then Allah is telling, I don't want to do what I ask you gave me. Allah is saying, this is not offering me. Al-Kareem. Then Allah will give you without asking. So how much was Allah for? So Allah's office hours are 3 weeks. And when you phone Allah, the secretary, Allah hasn't kept the secretary.
When the secretary, the boss is gone off.
I used to met them, but she says he's gone off, he's busy in a meeting with Allah. Wherever you go, you will never get an engaged tone from Allah.
When there are at the moment 6 billion people asking Allah, and Allah is seeing to the work of all the ends of the jungle animals, and all the buildings Allah is seeing them up,
and all the human beings in the world, and all the insects and all the birds of the land,
so that land is pending. When everyone is going to get with the higher
and Allah will, so to say, answer himself. He hasn't kept his section. And you won't get there on that phone and record it for English press 1.
For Allah's press 2. For human press 3.
No. You are a person, you are not language, you are a dumb person in that way. You are the best person in the world that has fallen to harm.
So Allah Ta'ala says, As-salamu alayhi wa bayyuhu al-Nabi wa rahmatullah. Salam wa sallam. But on top of salam, Allah is not the Lord. Then when Allah speaks,
Rahmat also is coming on you. When you now presented your physical demand, and what we all thought is, Allah, how good is that? And remember, your first night with your wife, you don't want no disturbance.
It's only you and your wife, no disturbance.
By the way, unfortunately today, almost all our youngsters are deprived of respect. How many nights are waiting for?
Today we are famous in small things. We go, we want this person to have that counselor, this person has been financial, that person has been
a person who got Tawheed and know that, oh Allah. When you ask anyone in the world for anything, you lose your respect.
The people who receive this is your family.
But when you ask Allah, you come and run.
Not only walk up the stones
and with speed they are moving with the water.
The water is very strong.
And other things also, bearing branches, all these things are running. So he was 100% sure his share today was Sharia
permission. In such a permission, you can make namaz.
So my Shaykh will say, and with namaz, you got your keys to the treasure. You got directed, you got to the direct line of Allah. Here in this world also, if you phone any office, government office, private offices, anything, office hours are normally 9 to 5, 9 to 4, whatever that is the time. But unless office hours are 24. So we say, وَجَدْنَا مَا طَلَبْنَا.
What do you ask me for?
Then Allah is telling, I don't want to do what I ask you gave me. Allah is easy, it's not offering me. Al-Kareem.
Then Allah will give you without asking.
So how much was Allah for?
So Allah's office hours are 3.
You will see his hands becoming ten. You will see he's injecting himself. You will see him fighting. You will see his eyes. He's lost. Even a Muslim will see him. Will say, he doesn't want to make salam also. How shaitan laughs. I got him. That's that fish going wild. Trying to come out of the water, but he can't come out. Because shaitan is laughing. I got him. The bait of shaitan, if you don't understand, and no one must see my face. And a woman who's in parda, even if she's not smart, she looks smart. Everyone will know that. You see an auntie walking and she got parda, you also want to know, I wonder how she looks. She doesn't have to be smart. So the drug lord, when he saw someone in parda, automatically, he says, who's that? My sister. There's no problem. Leave your sister for the night and you get what you want. And he got no... She's bloodshot, meaning she's lost. She's another world. She has become a prostitute used by everyone. She couldn't manage the painting. So she quietly went to the man. And she told the man, if you want a night, no problem. I need the thing. And not one night, she became the man's pet then. He could use her. Everyone could use her. A woman lost her there. And the boy understood it. He broke down. They went out after that night. They were both drugged for wherever they were going. Maybe on another trip to meet someone. And there was an accident. That girl whose body was never seen without parada will be found that morning with one man who's known for drugs. What she's doing there, how she landed there, only the boy will know. So he wrote a unique story in Arabic that I tried everything in the world. Because of money, when you got money and you got no wife, you can spend it on anyone, everywhere. So where his friends, which country they visit, and in every country you tried the girls, you tried the drinks, you tried the life. But what else is there after that? If a man can sleep with every woman's body in the ending, her personality was a cat. Cat was a dog. And there was one, two people we heard, it was with a lion. So you say like heavy stuff were happening at night. But they did it. Why? Because you become wild. You become mad. You become out of your mind. So Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala put His own magnet. He pulls you. So that boy said, I tried everything. And while I was with my friends in one country, and everyone, why are you not ready? Because you don't want to go home. Why you don't want to go home? Because you know your father will be angry to see you. So how do you make up? You phone the father before coming. And you say, Daddy, I'm sorry. Man makes up with his Allah by saying, Oh Allah, I'm sorry. And when you do that, then you can go home. So that was the plot. That's the time you start making dua. But as soon as you see the fear going, you become normal again. So the alim explained, Allah showed you that definitely you made a promise to Allah once before this. And now Allah tabaruk ta'ala put you on that cliff. And He reminded you, remember the times when you were in the water, and the water was going wild. Steal, you'll rob, when you're young you can do a lot of things, but a time comes and you can't carry on. Now His people who needed the money, they send the threat, that if you can't get the money at a certain time, you gone also. And in that drug world, everyone knows, you are theirs and then you're not theirs. So that time thinking, how do I go home? So a man thinks, I can't face my father, I can at least phone my mother. He's forgiven, everything is maf, come home. Now when the boy starts coming home, he says, Daddy, I got no money for the ticket, so the father will put money immediately. Now the father will arrange. First thing the father will say to the other three sons, that it's already of 15 years your son is coming home, your brother. So when he comes home, don't look at him with a bad eye. Because that's how normally everyone will look at. Now when everything failed, now you saw. The camel is when you jump on your camel in the desert, a camel is like your GPRS. It can work out a route and it can find water. So even if you're lost in the desert, then if you just turn your camel to say, go home, even on the camel, if you're sleeping, the camel will carry on. So it's your life. On the camel is your food and your... And he will just stay in the camel. Now when that wind comes, the rocks come, that camel will never stand up and run for its life. The camel will just sit. It'll be blasted with wind, blasted with stones. But the camel is a unique wall, like nothing. And the camel, it got two eyelids. So the one eyelid which is protecting the inside eye will be closed. But it's a seed.
Is the last and final messenger of Allah, and He has come, and this Quran Sharif has taken us out of all this darkness that we were involved in. So this da'wat, they went and they gave it to their own jinn brothers also, and many of them accepted Islam also. So we also must get the true message of the Quran, make sure our belief...
This will be a different aspect, inshallah, which we will discuss, the importance of a darul iqama, a boarding for students becoming alims. How important it is for them to stay in a boarding. However, with regard to the year that we should spend our year correctly, and from Shawwal, our academic year of the madaris. And the reason for that is, wherever in academic institutions, whether in the Western world also, they plan it. It starts after the big holidays. And because summer in some countries is in June, July, our summer is in depth, that when you get married, 1 week of honeymoon, you live up in the moon, and after that you start fighting. And you live a normal life from the start. And that normal life carries on your whole life. Not that at the beginning you do have a honeymoon and after that you start fighting. No, our Islamic system is from the start. You have a normal life. And so therefore, our Akabir, Allah reward them, they made this period actually a 10 or rather 15 day holiday period. Because the 10 days of Zulhijjah also so valuable. We should try and keep rozas in those days. The night's ibadat is so valuable. So that is 10 days. And then the 3 days of Qurbani, on to pay attention, and we don't observe Ramadan as it is supposed to be reserved, as it is supposed to be observed. As I mentioned previously, our 5 times namaz a day is our fueling up. If we fuel up properly, we'll be able to carry on spiritually. And then a big fill up is on the day of Jum'ah. If we observe, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, and if we observe it properly, then we will enjoy our studies also. If you are studying in one direction, but you are living a life in another direction. We are studying Islamic studies, we are living a Western life. Either your Islamic studies are going to have value in your eyes, or either you are going to be like a, when a student enrolls in this madrasa, it is the duty of the administration that we try and change your mindset also. Your daily program that you have, that your Fajr namaz you must get up, otherwise everywhere else you get up, you are ready for classes at 8 o'clock, at 9 o'clock. You knock off at 3 o'clock and then you are free again. That is, secular education has fallen, the level has fallen so low that today you can do your schooling from home on the computer, you can do any university course from home on the computer, you can graduate also, but when you start your job, 100%, how many people have told us what we learned at school, at university, did not help us? We hardly made it as an alim, but they stayed in the madrasa, the barakat of that, they became the Allah Ta'ala to great work of that. So understand that this is very important part of our curriculum, this of the year, how it should be spent properly. And that is that the madrasa should be such, the administration, that they give you such a time. And a person who brings that and his whole life he will do deeds, work like that, not work Allah will take from that person. But a person who starts off that he only is going to work from 2 to 4, so he's already almost not more than semi-retired. When he starts his life, when he's a young man of 25, he's semi-retired already. Then when
Allah Ta'ala says, which is a hadith of Qudsi, that it is the words of Allah Ta'ala and they are related by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذَهَبَ يَخْلُقُ كَخَلْقِ. Who can make more zulam, oppression, than that person with a grain seed? أَوْ لَيَخْلُقُ شَعِيرَةً. Or let them make one barley seed. It's just one thing, one drop of water, ask them to make. Ask them to make one grain of rice. That nobody can make. That is only Allah Ta'ala's creation. When they can't do this, where are they going to create? Today they're talking of, explains the reason why picture making is forbidden. One of the reasons why picture making is forbidden is that creating and forming of living beings is amongst the special qualities of Allah Ta'ala. And none may compete with him in it. By forming a picture, a person is practically than a hand-drawn image. Hence, the former is prohibited to a greater degree. وعن أبي طلحة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا تدخل الملائكة بيتا فيه كلب ولا سورة. حضرت أبو طلحة رضي الله تعالى عنه. The next hadith also. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال وعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جبريل أن يأتيه. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam promised Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam that I will be coming to you.
My name Abdul Rahman, but no Islam in me, no outward picture of Islam. So this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam has said, that knowledge will be lifted from this world. That is the understanding of knowledge, the true reality of knowledge. Today we see, even young ulama today, we learn knowledge of deen, but our elders have done all the research for
nafsiranihi, those people that are stubborn, and those people that are gone astray.
worshipping one and three and three and one, don't even know what they are worshipping. So in that environment, your environment gets spoiled. And when that environment of yours is spoiled, then to say this tazkiyah gatherings, I don't know what, this work of deen carrying on, why we need this? When we don't realize or give us tawfiq, understanding to realize, that is why Nabi Kareem Sahasam has taught us, Al-Mar'u ala deeni khalili, falyanzur ahadukum ma yukhalid. Allah has made the path very easy. That to find Allah, find the right person. Find the right friend. A friend is that person who will guide you towards Allah. Who will show you the road to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He walk past and say, what's happening? He says, this man is laying here, it's over 15-20 minutes, we're putting the best eater, he's not coming. So he looks, oh, this is my friend, I will sort him out. He goes to the toilet, he brings a dirty stool on a tissue or something and just puts it by his nose and he jumps up. He says, what you did? He says, I know, his nature is like mine. So we have to come out and realize, he's teaching us so beautifully that my bandas, that your reality is not just this body, not just this outward body that you are so worried. As a poet says so beautifully, that, oh my friend, you stand in front of the mirror and you worried of this black spot and that black spot. As our Shaykh says, today we see not only youngsters, tum bachpan ho gaye, abhi bachpana ho gaye. That you 55, that now I'm in front of Kaaba Sharif, now I'm kissing Hajre Aswad, etc. Allahu Akbar. Shaitan will get you involved in haram, in filth and dirt, and make you advertise, which is even worse, and he'll make you feel that you are doing great work of deen. See how many followers I am. But we are full and we are soaked into the haram. Where? قُلِ جَهَنَّمَ هَلِمْ تَلَعْتْ وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِمْ مَزِيدٍ. Our Dada Shaykh used to explain this. He says, when Allah Ta'ala will say, Jahannam, are you full? Jahannam will say, is there still more? At that time, so to say, Allah Ta'ala will put His pressure on Jahannam. Then it will say, cut, enough now. In Rahmat, the door of Tawbah, that you just realize that I am the worst in the world. And as our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, no Shaykh in the world will ever tell you, like a doctor will say, that now your patient, we did enough. He's gone to the last degree of cancer. I don't think there's any more medicine. Take him home. Just pray for him. And few days are left. Can't move anyway. So for this, Allah has brought us here. And myself, I should realize that it is farz. My Islah is farz. Then fikr of my family, my children, my relatives, my family, the whole ummah. And then there's no time now. Time is up. But as our dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explains, the bayan of his Shaykh Hazrat to take a lesson. They were drug addicts, they were alcoholics. Today, where are they? Malik ibn Dinar Rahmatullah Ali. And in front of every sinner, there's a future. Never ever look down at this person, where he is going to change. That spark came in his heart, and in that one gathering, Allah made him jazz, and he made the thought come, now I must also.
How can that happen? Those people who believe that all of mankind will be annihilated and they will not remain in existence, how can that happen? How is it possible that the bodies, the people who have died, and they are so long in their qabr, people are 5, 10,000, whatever period who are in their qabr, it to us. So when with all this we are experiencing in our life, that this winds are causing the nice breezes, we are comfortable now, just enough oxygen, air there is. But this very wind, Allah Ta'ala can make it a strong tornado, hurricane, and it can destroy almost anything in its wake. And in its wake, that they falsify the day of Qiyamah, the life in the khabar, that people will be brought back to life again. So this is a very strong aqidah that we have to entrench in our hearts very strongly, that Allah Ta'ala is going to bring us back to life again, and we will be accountable for all our
certain village by which they should take a lesson from. Allah Ta'ala says, وَضَرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ. اور بیان کرو ان کے واسطے ایک کہاوت لوگ اس گاؤں کے. And explain to them the example of the people of that village of Ashab-i Qariya. Ashab-i Qariya, جب بھیجے ہم نے ان کے طرف دو. When we had sent two of our messengers to them, and they came with the message of Allah, and that is to believe in Allah and to give up idol worship and to give up associating partners with Allah Ta'ala. But instead of responding positively, فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا جُتْلَايَا.
وہ بولے تم تو یہی انسان ہو جیسے ہم. Those people instead replied and said that you are none other but as human beings as us. In other words, we don't accept you as messengers of Allah. You are just physically, outwardly human beings just as we are. What credentials do you have? How do we believe that you are...
لا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. Three advisors. One is, he says, ثلاثٌ أحبُّ لنفسي ولإخواني. These are three points I like for myself and I like for my friends as well. The first, the Sahaba-i-Kiram. The word in itself, the statement in itself is excellent. But in order to understand the Sahaba-i-Kiram, you need someone to introduce the Sahaba-i-Kiram to you. Imam Bukhari Sahib Rahmatullah Ali is quoting Ibn Aun. Some places he'll acquire it from his elders. Once at home, I was invited in a dawat. Perhaps it must have been around 69-70, and Hazrat Asad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was invited. So at that time when we used to see a Buzurg, get some idea of what is Deen all about. What he was implying that when that food was watery, it was more, you could invite 3-4 people. If someone came unexpected, you could join him into the meal. But now if it is a dry food, like chops and chips, ikram ud-daif, respecting a guest, was a great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he is leading you, he is introducing you, Mu'asad sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, through his example, he is leading us to the story of the sahaba, where the one third sahabi had come in. They are those that had given their time, the nights, the days, the energy for the Quran. And they try to understand to the best of their ability what is the message of Allah Ta'ala. Now to bypass them and go straight, obviously is not fair. For that matter, any science for that matter, the one that gave everything, his satis, they are very careful, calculated, how they speak and how they conduct. Because they say, kisi ki tanqeez nahi karna hai, na tanqeed karna hai, na tahkeer karni hai. So they got a lot of parameters to work within. I had to get him into a discussion, and then he tried to bring him to the subject of halal and haram. And let me explain you some of the examples, some of the situations that was directly involved. One is second and a third person, and some situations where I was directly involved, where people want to go and access the hadith directly. I was sitting in the i'tikaf in Spingo, and one person is going in for Umrah, then 1-2 namazes, 1-2 rozas will be quite sufficient. So then I explained to him, this is with respect to the sawab. The obligation is something else, and the sawab is something else, two different things. But accessing the hadith of one's own, not going through an expert, person who's a little child had passed away, so the masjid fatis, they thought that it is the sunnah to go and offer condolence. Yes, they went and offered condolence to the parents. You lost the child, Allah Ta'ala ni'mal badal naseeb kare, give you a better replacement. For an explanation, and we need to refer to these people here for the right explanation. The Quran has got an explanation, has got a commentary, and then we need to refer to them. Bypassing them and going direct, that has become like the sickness of the day, really is not fair. Look at a single thing, single hadith, right? And I see, it's distracting us from Allah Ta'ala. So we see something, the phone is ringing, making namaz, zikr, tilawat, or whatever we are engaged in, but we can see, sometimes it is absolutely filth, it is wrong, it is dirt. We know it's dirt, we know it's filth. sometimes is distracted over namaz. But did we ever think at any time, did ever that Rasulullah received some milk, right? And I knew now that when the milk has come, I am starving. So Rasulullah will tell me, will instruct me, could call all the Ashab al-Suffa. They are ranging from 70 to 100, 200. So all of them will drink, then I will get the leftover. How much will that be? I have seen, Al-Ana khaffafa Allahu ankum wa alima anna feekum dafa. He understands that there is a weakness within us, and we won't be able to match up to the Sahaba Kiram. So he's relaxed it for us. When this statement is made, in my mind, I think it's purely a shaitani, nafsani statement. Because you know you will not meet up to the Sahaba. The hospital has phoned up, and if you want to meet your child, this is the last chance, you won't meet your child again. So she said blankly that I'm not prepared to join you to the hospital. Mother and the last child, every elder child is jealous over the smaller child, because the smaller child gets the best attention, right? So the mother has rooted my heart. Now I am afraid, if I am going to see my child in that pitiable condition, perhaps koi besabri ka kalama mere zaban se nikal jaye. Perhaps some word that is inappropriate will come out of my tongue. And I may lose the sawab. Why must I lose the sawab? Akhirtum bilna ye, we are Muslims, we believe that in church, for the family also, there's about 10 ayats in the Quran Sharif that speaks about the home. Andir ashiratakal aqrabin. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Wa amur ahlaka bis salati wa number 4. Kana ya amuru ahlahu bis salati wa zakah. Right. Then, again, the only obligation imparting the same thing to your household, to the family, is that not an obligation? If you look at our kabir, that's why I say, our kabir, alhamdulillah, I have got such conviction that I don't think anything of this was against the sunnah. You look at right from the time of Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah with his own family and household. Al-Mu'ad Thani Sahib Rahmatullah, in some place in the Bayanul Quran, explains that as I was making some muzakara and taaleem in the house of this ayat of the Quran Sharif, and then this is what my wife had suggested. So all of them were doing this, and they were doing it concert with a concerted effort. Allah must ask the dua, but provided it's concerted and committed. Nonetheless, we are talking of our akabir, our elders. Right? The importance to understand them, and if we are going to bypass them, the mistakes that we are going to involve ourselves in. Mullah Ali Qari Sahib Rahmatullah is a leading